This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Well, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted that you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Vince.
Dr. Shealy, it was great seeing you at the farm this weekend. It was really delightful. And by the way, I'm saving those fireworks because we need to have another event here where we celebrate something. And, go ahead.
Although I was delighted to be there, and I was, you know, it, to me, any party with you and friends is worthwhile. And I, for 30-some-odd years, always celebrated the July 4th, on the 4th, if possible. But since Obama's election, I don't feel as if we have independence anymore, and therefore I don't officially celebrate Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you're absolutely...
But I celebrate Labor Day now.
Yes, yes. Well, you're absolutely right. That man is probably the most evil man in the galaxy. Tell you an interesting story. There was a young man who came to the farm, and I tell you, this young man is really bright, and he's younger than 10 years old, and after a lot of people left, he was still here with his parents, and he started mentioning Obama, okay, and he started talking about Obama, 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 and then he looked at me, and he said, tell me something about, you know, Obama. And so there were a whole bunch of us in the living room, and I said, okay, Obama is the worst president in the galaxy. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, well, tell me something I don't know.
What we do know is that something over 50% don't apparently know that.
Well, and Congress.
Well,
Congress has a.
Now, there we've got about 99% who are equally evil.
Yeah. Well, Congress has an approval rating of about 7%. It's never been lower. And I'll tell you what, I was at a meeting last night with some friends, and there were 12 of us. And it was in Springfield, Missouri, and it was kind of a private meeting. Somehow I was invited to attend, and it was a meeting to discuss the right to farm amendment to the Missouri State Constitution. It would be the 35th Amendment. So there were 12 of us there. Tom March was there. He's from the Locke and Smith Foundation. He's one of our instructors. John Dollarhite was there. Judy Dollarhite was there. There was a man by the name of Kelly Smith, and he was a representative from the Missouri Farm Bureau. He's the commodities director. And then there was a guy, a state representative, Bill Reibold. And so he's a state representative. He's actually sponsoring this bill. Or I'm sorry, this amendment. And it really what it says is, you know, you have, if you're a farmer, you have the right to farm. Well, that's what it says, but that's not what it is. What it really is you have the right to farm under the supervision of whomever we think should be reviewing what you do. And so, like the health department, the zoning, the local governments, the Green County government, whatever the government is in your area, will have the right to supervise your farm. It's subject to duly authorized powers, and those really aren't so delineated very clearly. So I think that this is an assault on the farmers. So here's what happened. We had some guys there and gals from every flavor, every viewpoint. We had liberals, conservatives, and these were the brightest people in the area to protect and defend our freedoms. And after 3 hours of meeting with State Representative Bill Ribold and Kelly Smith of the Farm Bureau, who were defending this, after 3 hours, they were unable to satisfactorily defend what this amendment would actually do. So can you imagine that we are going to vote on changing the Constitution of the state of Missouri? And they're saying, well, you know, we can tweak it. And if, you know, if we don't like it, we'll tweak it legislatively later on. These guys, they have lost their minds. And they're perpetrating a lie on we, the people of Missouri, by telling us that this is a right to farm. So I went on the radio on the station you're on, KWTO, this morning. I can't believe they let me on. Somehow they did. And I was able to say for maybe 30 seconds that this this is an assault on the farmers. And every person involved in this, every person at the state level who's involved in adjusting, tweaking, promulgating, formulating, reviewing, should be fired for breaching the public trust. And every politician involved should be removed from office. And then I heard, thank you for your call. Click. So that was, it was very frustrating last night. And they started this, Dr. Shealy, they started this meeting. The moderator of the meeting said, all right, now look, guys. And this is right out of the gate. We're going to be civil. There's going to be no yelling and screaming. And you know why? Because this is actually an attack on we, the farmers, and we, the consumers of farm products in the state of Missouri. And this thing is taking off. It's got legs. It's getting adopted all over the United States. So, Dr. Shealy, you have a farm. Can you imagine the health department coming out to your farm and saying, whoa, you know, broccoli is not something that we should be growing here, Dr. Shealy, on your farm. Well, they can tell you whatever they want. It's out of control. The last thing we want, in my opinion, is some government minion telling us what to do on our own property. Your thoughts?
Well, anyone with an IQ of 80 or above could not possibly disagree with you. And you know what that means. A lot of people with an IQ below 80.
Dr. Shealy, I thought you had to have an IQ of 70 to keep from wetting your pants.
I'm sorry?
I thought that you had to have an IQ of at least 70 to be continent, you know, to keep oneself from wetting his pants.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably down to 50 for that. And I would think that Congress probably comes somewhere between 50 and 70.
Yeah.
And the state legislature rapidly is beginning to be just as bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been thinking about this point over the last several weeks, and I wanted to ask you your thought on this. And I don't know if this is a medical question or not. It might somehow certainly deals with the body and maybe conscientiousness. But I've noticed that there are a number of articles and posts, and I've heard stories and read stories about people not wanting to get involved. And here's what I mean. So down the street, oh, let's say 500 feet away, you hear this noise, and you look over, and there's some guy on the ground being pummeled into the sidewalk by three thugs. Or you look across the street, and there's a guy being held up by, you know, a couple other guys. Or there's a lot of commotion in the mall, and something's really wrong. And what happens is people will watch, they'll gawk, they'll look, they'll get out their cell phones and they'll video it, but they won't get in to break it up. What the heck is going on? Do you have a thought as to why we, the people, just don't seem to want to get involved? And that includes helping people with a flat tire. You know, just, hey, look, there's a guy with a flat tire. Just keep driving by. How did we get to this point? Or what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it began in the beginning. The major initial impetus was in 1932. And that was the beginning of government largesse and government taking responsibility, theoretically, for everything. And so here we are, you know, 80-plus years later, with a population that has doubled or more in this period of time, and they've been brought up to believe that they don't have to take responsibility for anything. They don't have to go to the bathroom if they don't want to. They don't have to take responsibility for providing for themselves, and on and on and on it goes. And so, Vince, my number one statistic is that only 3% of people in this country take the basic essential responsibility for their health. Mm-hmm. Big study done 7 years ago, 160,000 people cross-sectors of the country. Only 3% have the most essential health habits, that is, no smoking, body mass index, 18 to 24, 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, exercise 30 minutes for 5 days a week. Now, only 3% of all Americans have those habits. And I speak all over this country and in Canada and sometimes other places. Mm-hmm. And even though these are people who theoretically are somewhat health conscious who come to hear me, the best statistic in groups that I speak is about 25% say that they have these four habits. And so I have to assume that if only 3% of people take responsibility for their own health, we can assume that not more than 3% are going to take responsibility for anything other than themselves. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Well, that's kind of consistent with, there's a post on our website, usapreparers.com, and it says that the title of the post is Students Prefer Jolt of Pain Rather Than Being Made to Sit and Think. So to be conscientious, you would need to deliberately think and plan and strategize for the future. And that future could be a minute away, 10 seconds away, or longer than that. And these people who were in the study would rather get pain than force themselves to think. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about that. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuley is with us, and Dr. Shuley, we've got a call from Iowa. Mary, you're on the air with Dr. Norman Shuley and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thanks.
I'm calling from Iowa, and it's another perfect spring day. My question is, Dr. Shuley, I have a shoulder that I had it x-rayed, and the doctors saw that the ball is scraping in the joint when I raise my arm up above the level of my shoulder. And I'd like to stay active. I mean, I'm fine as long as I keep it down below, but like if I raise my grandchild up above, and by the way, I'm 60 years old, or if I play pickleball and I reach up, then that night or the next morning I have a burning pain in there. And my question is, what do you think about that? But I was thinking I would get one of your TENS units and use it on there, but I just wanted your advice on that, please.
Well, obviously there are many, many things. It sounds as if you have arthritic changes in the joint.
Yeah.
And that could be any number of things. It could be, you know, a dozen causes or an old injury that's finally coming home to roost. Certainly, for the pain, TENS could be useful. Putting castor oil packs on the shoulder every night could help a lot. There are a number of anti-inflammatories that are quite safe, like Zyflamin, Z-Y-F-L-A-M-E-N-D, and curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Boron is also an excellent anti-arthritic thing. Most people don't get nearly enough, 9 milligrams a day of boron, and 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week, and some magnesium lotion are essential, in my opinion, for everyone.
I'm sorry, Dr. Shida, what did you say? How much boron once a week? Because I am doing the vitamin D, and I just ordered your magnesium lotion, so I'm curious about how to get the boron. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Right, boron, 9 milligrams a day.
9 milligrams a day, okay.
Right. And
all right.
I would try all of those things because, believe me, from what I've seen over the last 40 years, surgery on the shoulder is not a great deal.
Yeah, I'm not interested in surgery. I am, and it is an old injury coming home to roost. I used to play softball, and it was co-ed, so I would throw from the outfield, and I also would dive from the high dive, and the water would hit that shoulder and pull it back.
Right.
So I believe those, it is an old injury, and I'm left-handed, so.
Well, I would certainly try all of these alternatives. There is a place in Florida that does some kind of injections that supposedly rehabilitates joints. I would consider anything rather than shoulder replacement or scraping the joint.
Okay, yes. Well, I will do all of these things that you recommend, and I thank you for all that you're doing. You're an inspiration. I just discovered you, actually. You were in Unity Village, and I actually got married in Unity Village 35 years ago on the Bridge of Faith.
Right.
And I was down visiting a friend, and she had just been to your sessions there, and she did the ring, all the rings. She did the whole process on myself, and I very much felt it was wonderful. So I appreciate all that you're contributing. So thank you very much.
Well, thank
Mary,
you for calling. Have a great
Mary, before you go, Mary, I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy a question, and this might have some bearing on your question. Dr. Shealy,
okay.
Mary mentioned that it's a bright day in Iowa, and as the sun increases and as we can get more sun, I mean, I'm looking right now at my arms, and they're pretty dark tan. As we get more sunshine, do we still need the 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week?
Well, yes, because 99% of people, when they're out in the sun, at the most have their face and hands exposed.
Right, right.
And you'd have to have your whole body exposed, you know, with a fig leaf, maybe, to get enough from being in the sun. And so, yeah, and you know, I garden, let's say, conservatively 8 hours a week outside, and only wearing shorts. And I still take my vitamin D3 once a week.
There you go. Mary, did you have anything else for Dr. Shealy?
Oh, I have so much to ask him, but that's
well,
all I
what.
Will today.
Well, okay, or you can hold through, the break, and we'll continue.
Well, if I think of anything else, I have so much. He's opened up a whole field of possibilities for me.
Okay.
And
okay,
it's an inspiration.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you would like to get a copy automatically sent to you multiple times a week of a free newsletter from Dr. Norman Shealy, you go to Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Norm Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, and you can just enter your email address and you'll get it. That email database goes nowhere. It's used only by Dr. Shealy to send you a free copy of his newsletters. I get them the same way that you would. And thanks so much for that, Dr. Shealy. Now, on our website, we have a post about students would prefer a jolt of pain rather than being made to sit and think. And literally, it's a really simple study. All these students had to do was go in a room, sit down, and not fall asleep for 15 minutes. That's it. No phone, no pen, no paper, you know, nothing. All they had to do was be by themselves and think. And there were 11 studies, and what they found out was that people would prefer a jolt of pain. Don't make me think. Gosh, I'd rather experience pain than that. Can you imagine that, Dr. Shuey? What is going on with these individuals?
Vince, I made the mistake a few months ago of agreeing to do an online certification of transcutaneous acupuncture.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I get so many requests from people. They don't want to have to travel. They don't want to have to come here for 2 days. Well, I have never, I announced it a couple of days ago, and all I've had is complaints that they don't want to be able to finish it in the 3 2-hour sessions that I'm offering. Well, can't I just have forever to finish it? You know, I've only got 6 hours to talk to them on the phone, and 9 out of 10 people bitch and moan because they don't like the time I've set up. And how can I certify someone who's not there when I'm on the phone? So the world is full of irresponsible people. We go back to the thing you started this hour with. Mm-hmm. Irresponsibility is dominant in this country. It's political. It's government. It's society. It's big business. It's big finance. It's the banks. It's everywhere.
Dr. Shuley, every once in a while at the meetups at Ziggy's restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, you've been there many times, and every once in a while I'll be doing the way it works is I do a monologue for about 30 minutes in the beginning. We have a fellowship session from 5:30 to 6, and then around 6 o'clock I introduce what I think is news that's worthy of discussing, and I have a monologue for up to 30 minutes or so, and then we get into the seminars, and there might be 3-4 seminars per night. Except when you're there, then it's nonstop, Dr. Shuley. But every once in a while, I will stop in the middle of the monologue and I'll look out the window, and I'll go, I can't believe it. I can't believe that, you know, there's less than 100 people or there's 110 people at the restaurant, and I'll say, I don't get it. You know, it's absolutely free. If you want to come into the restaurant and have a glass of water with lemon, it's free. If you want to have dinner, it's at the lowest price in Springfield. If you want to have dessert, you can do that. And it's the best information, the best show in town every single Monday. And it's, I mean, riveting information. If you want to learn how to wire a circuit or look at a circuit panel and meet an electrician or meet Dr. Shuley or... or learn about guns, rifle, pistol, shotgun, gardening. It's all there. But Dr. Shuley, some people say, or I believe some people are thinking it's too much work. It's too much work to have to learn. And it's so frustrating to me because what's wrong with these people? It doesn't even cost them anything except they have to show up. That's it. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. That restaurant should have a line around the block to get in on Monday nights.
And yet, it's really only the 99% of the people who come are the regulars.
Well, probably, yeah. Now, this last Monday was really great. Grace Thorne was there. She came in from Oklahoma. And she, as a retired teacher, she used to teach the sixth grade. And the sixth grade class, that's the very same class that you were on the air with that asked you the medical questions, like, is it okay to swallow gum? you know, sixth graders. And so she came in from Oklahoma to be with us. We had another husband and wife that came in from Oklahoma to meet with you in Springfield. And then we had Joey, who came in from Michigan just to be with us. You know, that's awesome. It was delightful to see them again. But I don't understand why the people who live right around the corner don't come. I just don't get it. And let me go into this thing about thinking. I have a problem, and I need to solve this problem. And when you came to the farm, you probably saw this concrete structure, the foundation and the walls of a barn I'm building. So my problem is I have to erect steel trusses that are going to go about 16 feet in the air, and I have to set them on a wall that's concrete that's 4 feet in the air. And it's dangerous. I mean, when I lift these up, they weigh about 500 pounds apiece. The wind can blow, and somebody could literally be hurt, injured, killed by these trusses. So when I go to sleep at night, I think, how am I going to do this? What kind of a jig fixture apparatus will I make in order to lift these trusses up in the air, not have them deform, bend, or get damaged, nor hurt somebody in the process? So what I'm saying is I am forcing myself to think deliberately, conscientiously, clearly on how to do it. I haven't figured it out, but I've been working on it for about 2 weeks now. The point is, I don't have any problem doing that. I'm trying to conscientiously come up with a solution. I haven't done it yet, but I haven't given up either. And I compare that with these students who can't stand the thought of just thinking. Just give me pain instead.
Ah, what? The operant word, thinking. That's your problem, Vince. You're suggesting that most people actually think instead of just act.
Right.
Reflexly.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going through life without preparing, without being conscientious, without thinking. And for example, every class that I've taught at the formal level, whether it be college or high school or elementary school or even teaching teachers, I always taught them something called mini max regret. And that was a financial concept I learned at the university. And it was, as you go through life, you might want to minimize your maximum regret. The situation is simple. If you're on the highway and there's a guy with a truck and a ladder in the pickup bed in front of you, the thought might be, geez, I hope a big truck doesn't go by, cause a gust of wind, launch that ladder into my windshield. That would be a bad thing. So what do I do to minimize that maximum regret? Or if you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do and don't do it. I mean, those are all really simple to me. And so I go through life thinking about some of the bad things that could happen and how I could prevent them from happening. And what are the good things that can happen and how can I make them happen? But it's according to this study, people don't want to do that. They'd rather, hey, give me pain instead. Don't make me think. That's beyond crazy to me.
Well, it's crazy to me also, but unfortunately, I think there are a number of things that have created it. One, as I said, it started with the New Deal and the Great Society and all the other such crap that's come out of the leftistas over the last 80 years. And then, of course, it's been reinforced by the tube, the boob tube, and that being kind.
Mm-hmm.
When you take those two things together and then the fast food industry, which is only junk,
yep.
I mean, it's a wonder that people survive at all.
Now, when you were at our farm and, the 40 or however many were here at the farm, maybe a few more on Sunday, the television was not on. There was no game playing in the background. There was no noise in the background. When I come to your house, there's no TV playing. There's no noise in the background. It's all deliberate, conscientious behavior from every single person there. And I suggest that those who might be related to individuals who have those TVs on, suggest that they turn them off and pay attention to what they're doing. Dr. Sheely, we have Mary from Iowa back with us. Mary, glad to have you back.
I just love listening to you guys. Things I've been observing for all of my life. I actually coined our generation, or the younger generation, the Walmart generation. You can go to Walmart, Super Walmart now, and you can get anything you want, even though it's super cheap. And when you get tired of it, you can just throw it away, and no big deal. And quick satisfaction, doesn't cost very much, but big deal if it doesn't last. No big deal if it doesn't last. So I'm observing these same things in my life.
I have I have a comment about that. Now, imagine years from now when the society collapses and self-destructs and we've poisoned ourselves with radioactivity from Fukushima and the 104 nuclear reactors throughout this country. And then another form of life visits this planet. And they start digging through our landfills. And they look around.
Right.
And they look at the plastic that we've thrown away. And they look at the trinkets and the things that we've used to amuse ourselves that are buried in the landfill. I think they're going to laugh at us. They're going to say, what a bunch of morons they were. Can you imagine that? These guys, these guys couldn't pay attention to anything longer than just a few minutes, and they entertained themselves with their phones, these little communicators, where they would say to each other, hey, how's it going? What are you up to? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know.
But, you know, I've found that I know it appears depressing and that where is everybody, but I have found, I've worked in the local food movement and a lot of other things just for the well-being of a community. And I have found it's usually, and I haven't done, you know, I'm not a researcher, so I can't say exactly, but it seems to me that about 50% of the people want to be spoon-fed. And that about 50%...
Hold that thought, Mary. We're going into a commercial break, and we'll be right back for your questions with Dr. Norman Shealy. Hold that thought.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why? Oh
God, you're.
Take
my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sheila's with us, and Mary. Mary's been on hold. Mary, you've got some questions for Dr. Sheila. Before the break, you said that 50% of us, you thought, want to be spoon-fed. Dr. Sheila and I may think that you're being extremely kind with that number.
I think
well,
it's
maybe
at least 90%, Mary.
Really? Well, gosh, you know, you may be right because you have a lot more experience. I'm pretty sheltered here. We have a kind of progressive little community here in Southeast Iowa, and I guess I'm just looking at my immediate community, actually. So, yeah, I think we've gotten pretty lazy, so you're probably
right. What is
your
question? What is your question for Dr. Sheely?
Okay, I have, first of all, previously we talked about the TENS unit, and I was wondering, do you really recommend I get a TENS unit, or do you recommend I follow those other advice that you gave me on the pain, shoulder pain?
Well, it depends on how bad the pain is. If pain is a significant problem, it is certainly worth trying a TENS unit.
And what TENS unit do I find? There's so many now available.
I know. The only one that I can recommend is EMPI, E-M-P-I. I think
EMPI,
of those
okay.
on the market today, it is by far the best.
Okay, and then my questions, I have two questions, one about diet and one about eyesight. And my question about diet, Dr. Sheely, is I am pretty good about getting my fruits and vegetables and whole grains and that, but I just ordered your book, Blissful Life, and I know I looked in there and you recommend animal products, and I was wondering, how strongly do you feel about that from your experience? It's very difficult to find humanely raised animals. So how, you know, I guess I'm mainly asking you about meat because I can find the other animal products that are humanely raised. But how do you feel about meat in the diet?
Well, you know, my favorite statement is halitosis is better than no breath at all. So halitosis, bad breath, is better than no breath. I'm just being facetious.
Okay.
The largest organic corn farm that I knew when I lived in Wisconsin was one in southeast Iowa. And, you know, so I know there are places where real attention is paid to raising their meat. I fortunately live at a place where I can buy grass-fed beef, range-fed chickens and turkeys, et cetera, et cetera. I prefer those.
Yes.
Even so, even when I can't get them, I do think a modest amount of meat, not more than 4 ounces a day, is ideal for most people for optimal health.
Okay.
But meat to me is the flesh of any animal.
Yes, yes, exactly. Okay, well, I just was curious what you felt about that. Have you ever seen the documentary Forks Over Knives?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen the documentary Forks Over Knives?
I don't know that one.
It's probably to me the highest quality and best documentary on diet that I've ever seen. It's about two heart surgeons who are also farmers.
Yeah.
And anyway, that might be something you might be interested in checking out if you're curious. And then my other question is about eyesight. When I hit my 40s, I started using the magnifying glasses to read. And I'm wondering if you have any advice or anything you've learned that you could share on that. Many of us are at that age where we're using those glasses to read.
Well, probably 95% of people need reading glasses after between age 40 and 50 or above. And a very small percentage of people, probably because of some genetic thing, don't. There is a procedure called Bates, B-A-T-E-S, the Bates method, which supposedly, if you're willing to spend an hour a day working on it, may help prevent that. I prefer just using glasses.
Okay, I just didn't know if you had any, recommendation on there, because that's something that I have to use, so I just thought of that.
Yeah, I've been wearing glasses since 1977, and they don't bother me.
Okay, and then my last question is, do you do consultations?
No. I only do research these days.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I look forward to meeting you sometime. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And you can meet Dr. Shealy when we have a meetup in Springfield. We'll let you know when. We'll be right back.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.